breath. You want fish tonight?
Yes, I am.
You want me to come with
you? All right, I'm going to call this regular Liberty Union Board of Education meeting to order at 7 p.m. at the Liberty Union Land Lab. Ms. Boyard.
Ms. Cato. Mr. Hook Rattle.
Here.
Mr. Moore.
Here.
Mr. Shook.
Yes.
Dr. Walter.
Here.
All right, we're going to stand and do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Number three, public participation. We always leave some time out so the public could address us if they like. I don't see anybody new that probably wants to address us. So we're going to go ahead and skip through that unless somebody wants to stand up and talk. No? All right. Number four, discussion approval of the minutes. On page 23. Instead of it saying 2A for assistant coach Justin Reeves, it's a step. It's level three, step one, but it was actually done step 2A last meeting, so we're going to fix that to level three. That's the only correction that I have. Anybody else? Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting?
So moved. Second.
Since we're out here outside, if we can just do a little, I can abbreviate some of the stuff because you guys have been here before. You know how it works, right?
Who's second?
Hook Rattle.
I thought he first.
No. I got Walter and Hook Rattle.
Okay.
That's correct.
Except it might slow down a little bit because she can't keep up over here. All right, Ms. Boyard.
Ms. Cato. Mr. Hook Rattle.
Yes.
Mr. Moore.
Yes.
Mr. Shook.
Yes.
Dr. Walter.
Yes.
All right, number five, monthly financial statements. Mr. Boyard.
Okay. You should have the monthly bank reconciliation. You want to get your stuff ready? I want to jump ahead.
Oh, you go right ahead. We'll,
okay.
We can catch up.
All right.
We're multitaskers up here.
Okay. And then you have the monthly financial report, which... In it, on page 3, you can see our revenue's up over last year. It's up $658,184. And it's up due to the property taxes were up $110,831, and income tax was up $168,845. And the other operating revenue was up $223,146, which consists of tuition for special ed, state open enrollment, and the interest was also up a little over $55,000. Our expenditures were also up in comparison to last year, $783,648. But we had forecasted $14,138,161, and we spent $14,708,709, which was $570,000. $548 more than what we had actually forecasted. Of that, $365,699 was purchase services, and $140,027 was supplies. Let's see, then on the last page, page 7, you have the interest that we received for the month of June. And then next you have the bills that were paid. Now on page 1, check 90287 to Educational Sports Production for $3,420. That was for volleyball camp, the Friendship Cup. Down a little further on that page, 90310. State of West Virginia, that was for boys basketball summer camp, that was West Virginia University. Page 2, 90319, David Price, for $21,000. That was the baseball dugouts, which that money was donated by the athletic boosters. And 90337, Gemini Heating and Cooling, that's repairs to the high school HVAC. It was $57,304.85. Page 3, 90398, Jordan Power Equipment for $6,310.56. And that was the floor scrubber at the elementary. Check 90405, Athens County Plumbing and Mechanical for $11,500. And that was for structural steel for the high school gym HVAC for $11,500. And then on the last page, page 4, 90429 to Newhop Center for Experiential Learning for $12,397.50, and that was for outdoor ed camp. And then 90433 to Sports Imports for $9,641. That's for the volleyball set, and it includes the sleeves, poles, nets, and padding for $9,641.
No question?
Yes.
I see that a lot of Rush Truck Centers, are they doing our bus stuff again? Are they doing some of our bus stuff again? There's lots of Rush.
I know we get a lot of the parts from them.
So basically it's parts.
Right.
Because I still see the mobile equipment.
Right. Yeah, he gets the parts from them, and then we have them bill us directly. That way, actually,
there's no more.
Yes.
Gotcha.
That's been helping.
All right, I didn't see the mobile equipment thing on there, so I was just checking.
Yep.
And the Amazon.com, is that our like for our server backup and everything? Is that what that?
Amazon.com.
Well,
yeah, or what's
AWS?
We have two Amazon.
There's two Amazon. Amazon.com is just Amazon.
Okay, I didn't know if that how they build that. Okay.
Yeah, that's if we order stuff just straight.
Okay.
Amazon.
And then we have donations. $263 were miscellaneous donations from car wash for volleyball. $76.40 was a percent of sales from Chipotle for boys soccer. $76.40 was a percent of sales from Chipotle for girls soccer. $3,000 from the elementary boosters to the leader and me. $25.99 from Kroger Rewards to High School Model UN. $992.31 Teachers Charity Fund to the leader and me. And $403.15 from Kroger Rewards to the Middle School Principals Fund.
All right, do I have a motion for monthly financial statements?
So moved.
Hook, rattle, more. Any discussion? Any further discussion? Ms. Boyard.
Mr. Hook, rattle.
Yes.
Mr. Moore.
Yes.
Mr. Shook.
Yes.
Dr. Walter.
Yes.
And Ms. Kato.
All right, number 6, new business financial, 2019 permanent appropriations. The Treasurer, April Boyard, recommends approval of the 2019 adjusted permanent appropriations. B, change fund authorization, approval to establish change funds for the 2018-2019 school year is requested. High school athletic director, $3,000. Food service director, $300. Middle school office, $25. High school office, $25. And the treasurer, $50. Resolution approving invoice payment. For Meta Solutions for $3,819.30. D, service provider, USI Insurance, contract period 1 year. Liability and transportation insurance coverage for the cost of $34,475. Service provider, Modern Office Machines, maintenance on our printers, cost of $7,404, which comes to a monthly figure of $617. Service provider, Modern Office Machines, again, July 2018 through July 2023, which is the maintenance and lease of the printers, for a total cost of $40,900.44, which breaks down to $3,408.37 a month. Service provider Meta Solutions, 2018-2019 school year. Info, library services, progress book, special services, content filtering for progress book, which is a cost of $19,144. Recommend approval. Do I have a motion to approve?
Question.
Answer.
Two or three.
I was going to ask the same thing.
Maintenance.
I know you haven't heard him ask this question.
You're carrying maintenance on both two and three. Why is there?
John?
It's for copiers. One is for the copiers, and one's for the printers, actually.
Okay. So it just needs to be clarified, changed.
And I do want to mention with that, that's a new contract. They actually came to us with a new contract. That's $24,000 a year that we're saving over our previous contract.
$24,000 a year times 5 years?
Yep. Wow. That's due to our cutting of our printing and all that stuff that we've been trying to do over the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how much we've actually been able to cut and save, putting in paper cut and reducing our budget for printing and copying.
So which one was the copiers? Was that two that was copiers, or was that?
I would say three is probably the copiers and two is the printers.
Okay.
Because actually with this new contract, we own the printers now. We don't lease them anymore. Okay.
Copiers too expensive to purchase?
Well, that and you're constantly rotating them in and out. Yeah. I mean, we get a new copier back with this one. We'll get brand new copiers.
Okay.
I think we're getting four brand new copiers.
Any other questions? All right, how about a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Walter Hookrattle to approve new business financials. Ms. Boyard.
Mr. Moore.
Yes.
Mr. Shook.
Yes.
Dr. Waters.
Yes.
Ms. Cato and Mr. Hookrattle.
Yes.
All right. Financial new business. Negotiated contract. Tentative agreement with the Liberty Union Thurston Education Association for a 3-year contract effective July 1st, 2018 through June 2021 has been reached. Board of Education requests approval of the contract as outlined in the agreement. I'll buy the agreement. Okay. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
So we got Walter and Moore. All right. Ms. Boyard.
Mr. Shook.
Abstain.
Dr. Waters.
Yes.
Ms. Cato. Mr. Hookrattle.
Abstain.
And Mr. Moore.
Yes.
All right. Number 8, new business personnel. Change in contracted days. The following contract information is presented and recommended for the treasurer through the 2018-2019 school year. The treasurer is going to work 243 days, holiday zero, total contracted days 243. The treasurer's contracted days should be revised to 243 work days to reflect the additional holiday, which is a non-work day. B, employee personnel. The following candidates is recommended for employment by the superintendent as follows. Russell Bradhurst, elementary phys ed teacher, salary per schedule, 5-year degree, step 3, pending transcript verification. Starting date, August 10th, 2018. Todd Mann, bus driver, per salary schedule, step 6. Start date, August 13th, 2018. Theodore Nelson, bus driver, per salary schedule, step 1. Starting date, August 13th, 2018. Bill Haig, bus driver, per salary schedule, step 0. Starting date of August 13th, 2018. Supplemental position contracts. The following personnel is recommended by the superintendent for the supplemental position as printed. Russell Bradhurst, assistant varsity football coach, level 3, step 0. D. The superintendent Todd Osborne recommends approval of the July 2018 classified substitute list with the addition of the following names: James Warner, 311 North Buchanan Street, Baltimore, Ohio, as a bus aide and bus driver. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Moore and Hookrattle to approve new business personnel. Any discussion? All right. Ms. Boyard.
Dr. Walter.
Yes.
Ms. Cato. Mr. Hookrattle?
Yes.
Mr. Moore?
Yes.
And Mr. Shook?
Yes. Probably it's going to be safe to go ahead and skip Mrs. Cato. I don't think she's coming. Just that way save you a little time, breath. All right. All right, let's see here. Let's move things around here because we ain't decided yet. Oh, no, I guess we can't do that. New business personnel. Resignation. Superintendent Todd Osborne has submitted his resignation and recommend approval. Also, and we're adding a B to that. Teresa, what'd you say? Dutch has submitted her resignation. Recommend approval. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Hookrattle, Walter, to approve the new business personnel. We have a discussion. I already told him that I'm mad at him, so I don't have to say that out loud to everybody.
Teresa Dutch.
No, we're talking about Todd Osborne right now.
So. Teresa Dutch actually sent Mr. Turner and I an email today. She got employed this morning by Pickerington Local Schools.
The intervention specialist.
Yeah, she was going down to elementary from middle school, and now with your wife in here.
So we will be posting that position. I spoke with the union president today, so we'll be posting and starting contacting old applicants at that point in time about the elementary position at the same time, knowing that we'll have to move quickly, you know, and try to have somebody hired, you know, at the August board meeting. But we'll start the interview process quickly, put it that way.
So the position's at the elementary?
Yes.
Teresa was at the middle school last year?
Yes.
Okay.
And was on her way to the elementary, never actually taught there, and took an elementary position.
The intervention specialist on elementary there. They didn't tell me which one. But.
Mr. Shook, I would just want to know, in regards to Mr. Osborne, what's the effect date on that?
July 31st, right?
Yes.
Okay. Second question to that, then, because I'm the new kid on the block, as far as an interim superintendent, or who would be fulfilling those decisions during that time?
Oh, that'll be me. I can't wait. No. Believe me when I tell you, I told her to get ready. I told her to get ready to write the check because we're going to buy lots of new stuff. Hey,
so,
it can happen.
I'll be working for the July 31st.
Okay.
So he'll take care.
So things that need to be signed, state level, verifications in terms of purchase orders and those things that need my signature, I'll still be signing until that point in time. Okay. Or until the board would hire, you know, a replacement at that point. And then Mrs. Boyard will take me out of what is called the OEDS and put a new superintendent in there.
That answer your question?
Yes,
sir. Lots of meetings in the next 3 or 4 weeks, just so you know.
Hopefully you guys are comfortable with teleconferences, because I'll be on the beach for 2 straight weeks.
I don't know that we really need him, but we'll get it figured out. All right.
Having that a better time.
Mrs. Boyard.
Mr. Hookrun.
Yes.
Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Mr. Shook?
Yes.
Dr. Walter?
Yes.
All right. Number 10, new business. Established school meal prices. Jan Frederick, the food specialist supervisor, recommends approval of the following meal prices for the 2018-2019 school year as follows. Student reduced price. Breakfast is free. Student reduced price lunch, 40 cents. Student breakfast, all buildings, $1.10. Student elementary school lunch, $2.45. Student middle school and high school lunch, $2.70. Adult breakfast, $1.50. Adult lunch, $3. And milk will be 40 cents.
Are these still the lowest that they can be?
Those are just a no increase.
Okay.
There's a program called the Paid Lunch Equity that forces us.
That's what dictates
USDA
you to.
USDA tells us what our prices can be. We have to do this formulated process. But if I have a positive balance on January 31st, then I don't even have to look at it.
Okay.
So I was good.
Wonderful.
So we were positive.
Big positive balance, so it's not a problem.
Last year, we had, 2 years ago, we had to do it anyway. So last year was a 10 cent increase.
That's what I thought, okay.
And had I been forced to do that again, and 10 cents is the minimum. So I would have had to do 10 cents again. But the new form, the new form came out from USDA that if you have a positive balance as of January 31st, you don't have to do the form.
Okay.
So I didn't.
If you have that positive balance, we need one of those, we need a softball field over here in the elementary middle school complex, so I can drink extra milk.
We'll call it Jan.
Yep.
All right. B, bread products. Through membership in the Metropolitan Educational Council, the Liberty Union School District has bid for bread products. Aunt Millie's Bakery is recommended by the Food Service Supervisor Jan Frederick to provide bread products for the school cafeteria for the 2018-2019 school year. Dairy products. Through the membership of the Metropolitan Education Council, the bid for dairy products, United Dairy, is recommended by Jan Frederick to provide dairy products for the school in 2018-2019. High school student fees. High school student fee. The 2018-2019 school year fees are presented. Recommend approval.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Where we have Metropolitan Educational Council, it should each of them should read META, M-E-T-A. They changed their name.
All right. You guys get that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Dr. Woodward, M-E-T-A. All right. Okay, subject. Prep workbook, $20. Agriculture science classes, $6 each. American government workbook, $13. American history workbook, $13. Oh, there's a whole list of things on there. Okay, well.
Any questions for Holland?
Do we have any? Do we have any questions in that? Because I'm not going to read all that. I'll be parched by the time I get done.
There is a small change on the last one, the virtual course. There should be two fees. A course for credit is $25. A course for recovery is $10. So I think Matt was. I saw that earlier today. Matt said he called Alice and told her so.
So 10 and 25,
yeah,
25 is the changes.
25, recovery is 10.
And recovery is 10.
All right. Middle school student fees, 2018-2019 fees are presented below.
Bless you.
Thank you. I'm not going to read through all those. You guys can see that. Probably is very similar to the year before, I would assume. Is that right, Mr. Turner? Elementary school student fees. A list of all the school fees for the elementary, kindergarten through fourth grade. Again, I'm not going to read through those. I think we can muster through them. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Walter, Hookrattle. Any discussion? Ms. Bulliard.
Mr. Hookrattle.
Yes.
Mr. Moore.
Yes.
Mr. Shook.
Yes.
Dr. Walter.
Yes.
All right, new business first reading, handbooks. High school student handbook. The high school student handbook is presented with changes. And I think in the middle school, same thing. Elementary is also presented with changes. And I think that we got a copy of all those. So that's presented for our next.
The biggest thing will be the grading scale. And Holly's, and we'll talk about it at the high school if there's any questions. Going to the 90, 80, 70, 60, there's a plus minus included in that. Tim has that in his handbook also. If I remember correctly, Matt and Tim talked and their scales match, though it may not match up with that. And Holly, if you can introduce Marla.
Sure.
You know, like that.
Sure, this is Marla Decker, and she's gonna be the new high school intervention specialist. Don't really know quite where she's gonna be yet. But we might make a couple of changes, but she's coming to us from
ESC,
that's right. She was in she had a self-contained unit there, so we interviewed her actually for the middle school position, and then the high school position was still open and thought she'd be a great fit there, so welcome Marla to OU.
Thank you.
Good to have you.
All right.
The handbooks, the biggest change in it, and we'll see a lot in both the high school and middle school, is that House Bill 410.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, we still got parents who don't understand we're on hours, we're not on days. Right. And when you take your kid to the orthodontist and you come back, you got to have a note. If you don't have a note, it's unexcused. That's an hour or 2 hours. And about every kid in middle school, I think, goes to the orthodontist. Seems
like London in violation of
that? No, you can use it for your note.
Oh, okay.
Most orthodontists to know it, and they hand them wise, you go out the door. And then you got those ones that leave it in the car, you know, and then we don't get it. And then after you reach so many hours, then we have to have a meeting and discuss why you're not coming to school. So that's been a big thing. We'll really push this fall on all the buildings to educate parents on open houses and stuff. But it's not like it used to be. It's not days, it's hours. And that's been the biggest thing. So the handbooks have a lot of information on that. And that's probably the biggest changes. And only else in the changes on both handbooks, on discipline, we changed a few words in there because of the laws. Other than that, that's basically the biggest change in the handbooks you'll see is that House Bill 410.
Okay. And Tim and I talked about creating some kind of overview of House Bill 410. A lot of districts have kind of done a PowerPoint or of something, some sort of presentation to have parents to allow parents, I guess, to kind of see the changes. So I don't know if we can, John, put that like on all of the school websites or something, but we can kind of look at other schools to see what they've done. That just gives an overview, so it's not 15 pages in the handbook explaining what House Bill 410 is. But if a parent has a question, we can always direct them to the website to take a look at kind of the overview of it, explaining it. And I think most parents know now, especially now that we've gone through it a year and had all the absence intervention meetings. We have, I think, two or three kids at the high school that are starting the year on a plan that carried over from last year. I think they have to be on it for the first 30 days of school, so.
What's your biggest change?
I did have a question, and it pertains to 410. So what I've seen in the middle school, so looking through these today, what I saw in the middle school and the high school matches, but what's in the elementary does not. It talks about consecutive hours, and it says 30, then it says students who miss 30 consecutive hours with a legitimate excuse. Then it says 42 hours without legitimate excuse, and then it says or 65 hours with or without a legitimate excuse. So as someone who has obviously had kids in the different schools at different times, you know, different, they probably should all be the same.
They should. I mean, that's, yeah, they
so
should.
So I think the elementary one just needs updated to
with
have the same language as the high school and middle school.
I can share
parents.
That with Linda, because
yeah.
I made the changes and shared it with Matt and Tim, but
yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah, Holly represented the district at all the
okay.
meetings and everything. She's kind of the expert when it comes to it. So
okay.
we'll make sure Linda's aware of it. Get that
guru.
Well, it's because that you have three different categories of absences. You have excessive, you have habitual, and then you have chronic. And I think that kind of confuses parents. So I think what we try to do is just keep it
mm-hmm.
kind of straightforward and simple. And that's my bad. I should have sent that to her so they could have all been the same. But I can get that to her so she can make the change.
Okay. Yeah, I just make the change to be consistent with
yeah.
middle school and high school, and then
sure.
that was the only. I mean, obviously, I saw all the stuff going from days to hours.
Right.
Everything else seemed to make sense.
All right, so there's no action needs taken there, but since Mr. Russell Bradhurst is here, you can stand up for a second. Since the elementary teacher's not here, the elementary principal's not here, tell us who you are, where you've come from, all that fine stuff.
Russell Bradhurst, I come from Sortville, so I played football there. Went to OU, played football for 2 years there. Actually hit somebody wrong, tore up my scapula. Could never play again, so I went to Columbus State after that to kind of figure out what my gist was. So I worked in fitness for about 12 years, and then didn't really like working with adults that much as far as training them. So I really had a knack for training kids how to do sports and stuff like that, so I got very interested in it. Got into PE and went to Ohio State, got my PE license, and enjoyed it ever since. And now I'm working on getting my health license, and just got to take the test, and that's it, license. So it's about me. I have a wife, two kids. We live in Grove City, so travel's kind of long, but hey, it's worth it. So, and I've worked in three Columbus City schools. Two are charter schools. I worked at one Columbus City school, But they put me in three different schools, which is weird. I worked at Wyland Park, which is downtown Columbus, Afrocentric, and Ohio Avenue. So I've had a lot of diversity to work with, and never really worked in a rural area, so really ready to do this. So we work hard.
I'm glad you're here.
Yep. It's ready to turn that football team into a playoff contender.
Absolutely.
There we go.
Talking our language. All right. I was going to have us eat for now, and then we go into executive session, but I think what we'll do is we just want to slip out here to the back so they can start cooking, or somebody can start, because it's not ready yet, right? We can do our little executive session that we need to go to, and you can do some cooking. Then when we come back, I'll make sure Todd's not talking too long so it's not long-winded, and then we can come back and eat.
I'm not worried about Todd.
I got a lot of stuff to say, let me tell you. Believe, we might be a little long because I'm going to have a lot of stuff to say, but he can get stuff cooking real quick if you don't mind, and then we'll come back and, you know, we'd like you guys to stick around so you can eat with us and socialize, but if you have something you have to do, then we get it. All right, that don't mean everybody. All right. Okay, so executive session is requested for the purpose of discussing a personnel issue. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Walter Moore?
No.
Oh, that's right.
Come on.
At 7:32. These outside meetings go a little quicker, I noticed. All right, roll call.
Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Mr. Shook?
Yes.
Dr. Walter?
Yes.
Mr. Hookrattle?
Yes.
All right, we're in executive session. All right, we're going to have a motion to return from executive session.
So moved.
Hookrattle? Moore? At
8:08.
Roll call, Ms. Boyard.
Mr. Shook.
Yes.
Dr. Walter.
Yes.
Mr. Hookrattle.
Yes.
Mr. Moore.
Yes.
Next regular Board of Education meeting will be held August 13th, 2018 at 7 p.m. at the Liberty Union District Office. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So that's a Walter and a Moore. To adjourn at 8:09. Roll call, Ms. Boyard.
Dr. Walter.
Yes.
Mr. Hookrattle.
Yes.
Mr. Moore.
Yes.
Mr. Shook.
Yes.
I thought he was going to tell Janet she was